everyone, and welcome to the Bahamas Reef Environment Educational Foundation's Our Blue Bahamas podcast here on Guardian Radio, where we talk about promoting the conservation of the Bahamas marine environment that sustains our way of life. This is our very, very first show today, and our topic is Diving Deep: How Brief is Shaping the Future Marine Leaders of the Country. I'm your host, Crystal, joined by my co-hosts, Heather and Jasmine, and we have our very, very special guest, Kasserina McKinney-Lambert, who is the Executive Director of Brief. And could you introduce yourself, Kasserina, and talk to us about why you have a passion for environmental protection and conservation?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm happy to be part of this podcast series highlighting the Bahamian marine environment and youth involvement in the marine environment.
Okay, so Kasserina, tell us a little bit about what Brief does and Brief's mission.
Brief was established 30 years ago to celebrate the Bahamian marine environment and to inspire action to protect it. So Brief's mission is to promote the conservation of the Bahamian marine environment that sustains our way of life, very much connecting people with the environment. And our vision is for a country where all people appreciate the importance of the marine environment and take action to protect it. And it's really hard to get excited about protecting something that you haven't experienced and that you haven't, then that perhaps you're even scared of. So a lot of Brief's work is focused on getting people, young people, not so young people, connected with the marine environment, often by getting into it firsthand. So we run a number of programs. We run public snorkels where members of the public, interested people who can come out and come snorkeling for the first time. And we run a number of programs in schools that are focused on working with young people and connecting with them with the marine environment. And the best program is one that we are particularly proud of. It's the Bahamas Environmental Stewards Scholars Program, and we're excited to be talking more about that program today.
Excellent. So Heather, tell us a little bit more about the BEST program. What, you know, why is that important, and what does that offer for students in the Bahamas?
So the BEST program, which stands for Bahamas Environmental Stewards Scholar Program, is a gap year program tailored to graduating seniors, and it offers a 4-month paid internship facilitated by Brief, or you can attend a semester at the Island School. And it's really an amazing experience because the Island School offers students a chance to learn about sustainability and really be immersed in their marine environment. It really grounds itself on being an experiential learning experience. And so, like Kasserina said, really getting them out into the environment that we want them to be passionate about. And then with our internship program, we offer kids, or students, I shall say, rising environmental activists, we offer them an opportunity to really set their foot in the environment that they're going to be working in or may be interested in working in. So we offer them internship opportunities in our Brief office. They can have internship opportunities at other environmental organizations. So they can really find and curate their passion for the environment and see where they fit in, and really get experience as well to prepare them for going to college and university and building up those skills and building up their resume for their future.
Okay, thank you so much, Heather. And you are also an alumni of the BEST program as well. How has that helped you to shape your career and your life?
So going into the BEST program, I was also a graduating senior. I didn't really have a lot of work experience, so being at Brief was like my first experience in an office environment, and then going to the Island School. I was already a certified diver, but a lot of our BEST scholars obtain that certification at the Island School, so it really broadened my horizons in terms of my skills, my snorkeling skills, diving. And then I also had the opportunity to work at Brief after my internship. So it really supports you through every step of the process and ensures that your future is curated to what you want to do, not specifically the BEST program or marine biology, but whatever the scholar's interested in. It could be engineering, art activism for the environment, writing, photography, videography. So mm-hmm. we really curate that experience, and I feel like my experience was curated because I had a passion for environmental education and really educating students because I didn't have the opportunity to really learn about my marine environment in school. So I really had the passion to really bring that education to others. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a great way that the BEST program has really helped me to achieve those goals.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly inspiring, Heather. And it's so great that you were able to get the opportunity to work at Brief after you did your internship at Brief. So Brief is supporting young marine stewards as well. So they're not just talking the talk, walking the walk as well. Jasmine, you work in education and outreach at Brief, and Heather talked about the experiences and the programs. What kind of experiences can students anticipate when they do an internship or with Brief, or they, you know, they do a field trip or any type of activities with Brief?
Brief field trips are really in the field. So they students and educators and the wider community have a wonderful experience to actually, instead of taking the classroom outdoors, and it actually kind of associate that learning with the textbook knowledge. So what they can do through our programs is really get a field experience, and that will help them grow, and that's a different type of learning just rather than reading. It have different learning styles all around. So persons who learn better by actually going and doing things, this is a new opportunity for them to learn. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, awesome. Katharina, so what is the best way, from your suggestion, for youth to get involved in environmental activism? Like, what's the first step they should take? Of course, you know, joining Brief or going on a Brief field trip or going to a Brief event maybe, but you know, what is something that they can do on their own preparing for that?
Oh my goodness, we're so lucky in the Bahamas. We have this incredible environment right on our doorstep. And I think the most important step is to get outside and enjoy it. Become an explorer in your own right. Get out, look around you. I think so much of the time we're caught up inside. We're looking at screens. We are not out enjoying our amazing blue environment around us. So I would encourage everybody to step outside, look around, take a moment to get out to our coastal environment. Especially, we all live within just a couple miles of the ocean. Regardless of what island you're on and what part of the island you're in, we are no more than a few miles from the coast. So take the time on weekends to get out, walk along the shoreline. If you can, stick your head underwater and have a look and see what's out there. There is a lot to see. There is incredible diversity in the ocean. And there's also really interesting stuff to see right on the beaches, right on the rocky shorelines, those field trips that Jasmine was talking about. You can take your own family or your church group or your group of friends out to enjoy the marine environment. So I think that would be the first step. And then there are a lot of programs that students can get involved with in their schools. We're going to talk on a different podcast about the Eco Schools program, but that's certainly one, the Young Reporters for the Environment program. And then Brief also does public snorkel events that are available to anybody. We do them around the island. You'll often see a Brief tent set up at Saunders Beach or at Jaws Beach or at by Delaport. Mm-hmm. And if you see that happening, please stop by and check us out. We are very inclusive and welcoming. And a lot of the people who come out to these events are not people who regularly go snorkeling. They may be going for the first time. And we can help you enjoy the environment in a safe and friendly way. Mm.
And so in that same breath, you know, we're talking about, you know, enjoying the environment, going outside, taking advantage of nature, you know, and the beauty of the oceans and everything that we have here. What is the value in that? And anyone could feel free to jump in, but what's the value in exposing the community and students to the ocean and marine science?
I feel like a lot of times people associate the ocean with the beach and they stop at a certain point because a lot of people still aren't comfortable, even as Bahamians, swimming in the ocean under their head or above their head. It's something that's not even in the question for them. And so like Katharina said, really building that love for the ocean and the passion is a great first step, but it's really important that we bring this education to people because there are some people who may not be able to experience it themselves. And we are able to assist a lot of people with getting more comfortable in the water, and I do encourage everybody to ensure that you're at least comfortable enough in the water to sustain yourself, but a lot of people oftentimes can't make it past that point. And so really bringing it through our educational materials, our underwater virtual coral reef field trip, really puts you in that scenario where you feel as if you're underwater. And so providing all these resources, especially to teachers who may not have time to facilitate these curated experiences, especially with our field trips, is why it's so important that they have access to this information, because starting it early as well is a great start, especially integrating it into schools and really building that passion early on so that in the future they can go ahead and take steps towards protecting their environment.
Absolutely. Heather brought up an interesting point earlier, mentioning that for the Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholars Program, the BEST program, we've had students in that program who didn't know how to swim when they start. And I think we want to dispel that myth. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you already have to be a swimmer if you want to get involved. We've had students who joined the program interested about the ocean, but never having had an opportunity to go and swim. Mm-hmm. And they ended up learning how to swim, learning how to scuba dive, and even taking part in a 4-mile ocean swim, and which is part of the program at the Island School. Mm-hmm. As Heather mentioned, the BEST program is a collaboration between BRIEF and the Cape Eleuthera Island School at the southern tip of Eleuthera. And these young people who went there not knowing how to swim came out of it really feeling empowered. And the funny thing is if you think, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can swim even a little while, and you come out of it doing something really remarkable, it opens so many doors in other areas of life. So I think that's an important point. It's also available for people who are comfortable in the water. As Heather said, she was already scuba certified, and then she went on to get her advanced certification. And a lot of the students who do it now are also getting reef rescue certified. So they're involved in coral restoration activities at the BRIEF Sculpture Garden and elsewhere. And it opens a lot of possible career opportunities for the students who participate in this program.
Okay. And also, if I may chime in, connection and awareness, because our marine environment plays an important role in how we live and whether we are aware of it or not. So the mere fact that we're going this, we're learning, and then we grow a greater appreciation because now we understand that, you know, it's an amazing place where recreation and our culture is centered, but now the ocean and all of the coastal marine resources play a vital role in how we live and in protection of the storms and mitigation of like climate change effects and stuff like that. So actually learning that, having that connection towards it. So a lot of persons aren't aware of how valuable and the services of how valuable our marine resources are. So that's really important as well.
Mm. Oh, that's so beautiful. So we know that BRIEF has been conducting the BEST program now for several years. What are some of the success stories of the students that would have gone through the program?
Well, currently, I'd like to congratulate all of my BEST scholars who I currently have who are currently studying at university. They've moved on from the BEST program and went into their respective studies at university. So currently, we have about 6 BEST scholars currently pursuing their studies towards any sort of degree. And it doesn't have to be marine biology. The BEST scholarship does not curate marine biologists. We curate people with a passion for the environment. Mm-hmm. So I have one of my BEST scholars who's now studying naval architecture with a minor in environmental studies. I have one studying global advocacy with a minor in environmental studies. And I also have one studying and a scholar studying environmental law. And so it really curates that experience, as I said before, but it really creates that passion in them and really drives them towards which avenue they want to go to. Mm-hmm. We've also had BEST scholars who have moved on, graduated from college, and are now working in key organizations, key environmental organizations. I think we have Bradley Watson, I believe. And he was one of our influential BEST scholars. He was one of the Bahamas Youth Climate Ambassadors year before that. And so we really have BEST scholars really taking strides towards protecting their environment and really being active participants in really preserving our environment, whether that is working at an environmental nonprofit or working in government towards pushing those policies to come forward, or even just being teachers, working in schools and really continuing that cycle of marine education and really bringing that education to the next generation.
Okay.
Yeah, a few others. So Wolcott Miller is now teaching at the Harbor Island Green School, having done his BEST program many years ago. Tevin Williams is at the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, looking at different angles of protecting our resources and the things that make the Bahamas so special. So they've gone off into the world of their own careers, mm-hmm. and hopefully holding this element of the marine environment and protecting the environment that we all depend on in whatever careers they go forward with.
So question, suppose, you know, you're talking about the BEST scholars, how many, you know, how much experience they had and all these great things they've accomplished. It could seem a bit intimidating for some students. So what would you say to students who are thinking about applying, but they may say, oh, you know, that may be a little, you know, I have to be a little smarter maybe, or I have to be, you know, this, they may think that, you know, they have to be doing all these things and they have to be, have to have, you know, all these credentials maybe to get into this program. What would you say to them to encourage them?
Yeah, like Katharina mentioned, you don't have to know how to swim to become a BEST scholar. There aren't many prerequisites in place for becoming a BEST scholar other than the application requirements. But we're really looking for the demonstrated passion. We're not really looking at high academics, although that does play a factor. We're really looking for the passion for the environment and really showing those extracurriculars, being involved in maybe your eco club at your school, maybe rangers, but really getting out there and really being active in your community. So you could have the best grades and don't really do anything extracurricularly, mm-hmm. and that might not put you at the top of the list as mm-hmm. opposed to someone who's really active in their community. So just being aware of balancing that passion and not really worrying about what academics might play in it, but really working on your environment and really ensuring that your passion is displayed in that.
And it is challenging academically. I mean, it's designed to be an academically rigorous program. There's a lot of support along the way. Mm-hmm. So, and all of the subjects are very connected to place. So history is connected to Eleuthera, South Eleuthera, the Bahamas in general. Mathematics is connected to things that people are actually going to see in the environment. They do interesting things like celestial navigation, calculating angles of stars to work out where you are. So it is challenging academically, but there's a lot of support along the way.
And this is at the Island School.
At the Island School. Okay, yeah. And then during the internship component, the BEST scholars get a chance to get ready for entering the workforce. They have a chance to do mini internships with different organizations. Sometimes that might be the Bahamas Marine Mammal Research Organization and go out and learn about the whales and dolphins that we have in the Bahamas. Or in the past, we have often placed students with researchers who are doing research in the Bahamas. A little bit more challenging now due to challenges in research in the country. But as much as possible, we do try to give these students an opportunity to mm-hmm. connect with others in the field where they may want to go. We also help them write their resumes, so they have these materials ready for the next step, and help guide them on with university applications and scholarships.
So what I'm hearing is that it doesn't just, not just a opportunity for work experience and certifications, but it's also a networking opportunity as well, where you get to rub shoulders with and work with people in the industry, especially if you're pursuing a career in this field. And so how has that benefited a lot of students? What was the feedback from the students like?
Yeah, so a lot of students during their internships have gone to work at those organizations after they finished the BEST program. And it really prepares them for the workforce, like we said, but it's really great at equipping them with different skill sets and different skill levels. So not just what they learn in the brief office. They might learn dolphin husbandry working at one organization, or learn about marine mammals at BIMRO. Or they can work with corals at Coral Vita, or work with different organizations and really get that experience at different organizations, and then network with those individuals so that they can help them with college research projects that they might have in the future, or internship opportunities for when they come in the summer. I know I've had BEST scholars who come over for the summer and intern at respective organizations that they may have interned with during their BEST program. And so it's really great for finding ways to navigate after they finish their university studies.
We have one student right now, Journey Higgs, who is doing her internship with Friends of the Environment in Abaco. So it is open to students throughout the archipelago. We have a lot of students from New Providence, but we've had BEST interns from as far south as Inagua, and quite a few from Grand Bahama and Abaco. So it's open to across the country. These students apply when they are in 12th grade, and it serves as a gap year. So from after they graduate 12th grade and before they go off to college or university. Mm-hmm. If any BEST scholars are listening or BEST alums are listening, please reach back out to Brief. We always like to know where you are and what you're doing. And there are great opportunities for mentorship. We have obviously Heather, who's been through the program herself and is now working at Brief as a fabulous mentor. And we like to tap into this BEST network where students who may be interested in one particular field of study, we can connect them with a student who's been through that program a couple of years before. So great networking opportunities there.
Awesome. And what motivates Brief to keep this program going and growing?
I would say all of these success stories. It really motivates you when you get to see a BEST scholar really transform from applying and really being maybe timid or unsure of how they fit into this program. And then by the end of the experience, they're asking us to extend the internship and if they can stay a little longer. But it's really rewarding being able to see the transformation that they experience, not only at the Island School, because the Island School is a really
transformative
experience. Because the working at the Island, being at the Island School is a really transformative experience, especially with building confidence and really building public speaking skills, which is an amazing skill to have. And so I would say that we continue to do it because it's so rewarding and we see how much it really supports the youth that go through these programs. And we'd like to reach as many young, passionate students as we can.
Okay. So how can students take advantage of this opportunity again?
So our applications are open all year round, but the deadline is February 15th. So be sure that you've completed your application, which can be found on our website at www.brief.org. And you can find all the relevant information for any documents you might need. Feel free to email Brief at Brief if you have any questions, or call our office and we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about the application process.
Thank you so much, Heather. So we are now winding down on the show, and I wanted to get closing remarks from everyone. You know, today we spoke about how Brief is shaping the future of marine leaders, and we heard some very inspiring stories and a lot of encouragement and positivity in this room for our future marine leaders in the country. So I'll start with Heather, and then we'll go to Jasmine and Katharina with closing remarks.
Yeah, so I think that really nurturing the young generation is really, really important. And what we're doing at Brief is so integral because it really brings that environmental information to a forefront and brings it to your class for you. and provides you that information to really set up a future where you can decide whether you want to be interested in your environment and really be educated about those things that are currently happening in our environment and what you can do to protect it. And so I would say that I encourage all students to reach out to Brief. Really take advantage of all the resources that we have available to you. Feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions about school projects, best applications, or even just anything for your biology class.
Awesome. Thanks, Heather.
And I would like to end on our vision. Bahamas, where all people appreciate the value of our seas, to take action to ensure a healthy marine environment. And that's kind of a twofold approach. So first, knowing the education element, and then taking action. But before you take action on anything, you have to be equipped with the skills. So, and here at Brief, we have a lot of programs where we do equip you with the skills, and you know, so we can have a future where our marine environment is very healthy and it continues to sustain our way of life. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you all for listening. And I certainly really appreciate this program, this BEST program. I think it has benefited so many young people in the over 10 years that we've been running this program. And we always like to hear back from students who've taken part and family members who have seen their young people flower through being part of it. I also wanted to point out that the Island School, our partner in this program, is holding their 25th anniversary in the middle of December of this year. And they are looking forward to having a number of these BEST scholars back and sharing their experiences and being part of this reunion event. So that's happening. And we certainly encourage people to use Brief as a resource. If you have questions about the environment, if you need more information, if you want to think about more ways of getting involved, feel free to reach out to us through our website at brief.org or by phone at 327-9000.
Okay, thank you so much again, Katharina, Heather, and Jasmine. It's such an awesome show today. Like I said, we spoke about the importance of shaping the future of our marine leaders. And thank you so much to our listening audience. And we'll see you next week.